CJNU is pleased to bring you a Winnipeg Slice, a highlight of daily life in our community. With today's slice, here is Christina Hriniuk.
Despite the fact that the National Wetland Conservation Fund has ended through the federal government, Ducks Unlimited Canada still encourages communities across the country saving urban wetlands. And I'm here with the Director of Regional Operations, Scott Stevens. How will the ending of the National Wetland Conservation Fund affect Ducks Unlimited work?
You know, we had received probably in the neighborhood of $3 or $4 million a year across the country. So the fact that the fund is going away, it makes it harder for us to raise the dollars. You know, we're working to try and replace those, but always coming up with new funding is a challenge. I know that was one of the things that Environment and Climate Change Canada talked about, was that, you know, this fund was going away, but they had others available. So we will apply to some of those. The challenge with those that are available right now is really that they're more regionally focused. So, you know, there's some available for the Lake Winnipeg Basin area. But as far as a national program focused on wetland, the scale of that isn't there right now. That's what we'd like to see the government come out with. And we think that the benefits that wetlands provide sort of align with a bunch of the things that they've talked about as being priorities: combating climate change, dealing with green infrastructure, which, you know, we say wetlands are green infrastructure. They do all these other things.
Even though the National Wetland Conservation Fund has ended, the federal government's budget is offering $1.3 billion in investing in nature conservation across Canada. For more information and to see the projects Ducks Unlimited does, visit ducks.ca. This is Christina Hriniuk.
A Winnipeg Slice is heard every weekday morning and afternoon on CJNU, your community voice in Winnipeg.